Welcome to the March 17th, 2020 emergency meeting of the Kingston Port Commission. Comments from those in attendance will be allowed upon recognition of the chair. Please identify yourself by stating your name. Is there anyone in the audience at this point?
No.
Okay. If someone were here and wanted to be added to the agenda for a future meeting, please contact the port office at least 1 week prior to the regularly scheduled meeting. Please submit their documents and presentations at the time of their request. Okay. So the first question is approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now, I don't know the technicality about whether I should have seconded that motion.
I think when there's two of us, you do.
Okay, so consider that seconded.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Just a minute, I'm trying to...
Can you
move down on the agenda?
There. Sorry. Okay, here we go.
Okay. So, saying there is no one present to make public comment, we move to our action items. The first is for a approved delegation of authority to the executive director to make policy changes regarding human resources, operational needs and rates and fees in response to pandemic and federal, state, and local government recommendations. There is in our packet a sheet to that effect. Again, so Tara, can you move down to that on the screen?
So the action item would just be a motion to approve delegation of authority, and then there's the approval of the pandemic flu policy. There's not a separate attachment for the motion.
Okay, so it's all in. So the first, approving the delegation, is there a motion to approve the delegation of authority to the executive director?
So moved.
And I second. All in favor?
Discussion?
Thank you.
So I just wanted on the record that we have talked about, even though Commissioner Heacock is not present at this time, we all in our work session were talking about this and what needed to happen and what direction we would like to go in reference to this. So I believe this is as a result of our discussion in our work session this morning.
Yes, thank you. I think that's a good description.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that in mind, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and so we move on to 4B, which is approving the pandemic flu policy. And that is, there is a document to that effect in our packet. So can you now move down to that, Tara?
Yes, let me get that for you here.
I think our getting to know this software is very useful.
Yes.
I'm really, this is my second Zoom meeting, so bear with me.
That's okay.
Welcome, Wendy.
Preparing.
Yeah, and Wendy has joined us.
Can you hear me?
Yes. We can.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Let's see.
I can hear you.
Hey, do you want me to put you on speaker and you can join by phone?
Okay, I gotta open this up real quick here.
Okay.
There's our policy.
Thank you.
Steve is on the phone now, joining us. Steve Heacock, Commissioner Heacock, is joining us by cell phone. He couldn't log in easily. It wasn't connecting.
Welcome, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Hey, how you guys doing?
do you still have a copy of the policy regarding the pandemic?
Did that work for you guys?
I did happen to kind of glance it over. I'm going to see if I can pull it up on my... Hang on a second.
Okay, we can wait.
Can you see the policy on your screen there?
Yeah. So,
there we go. Oh, you know what? My port phone was on silent. So,
what did you say, Mary?
Things.
Would it be useful to read this into the record?
No, I don't think so. They can go online and look at it.
Okay.
Because I think all these things are going to be posted on our website, correct, Greg?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Have we all had a chance to read this?
Yes, I have.
I have. Steve, have you?
I'm pulling it up again just now because I see it's been revised since I had seen it last.
Yes.
Greg, could you briefly summarize the revisions?
The revision is to extend the potential paid administrative leave period to a maximum of 12 weeks, which would reflect what FMLA actually allows for.
Well, that's good. I like that.
And so that way, you know, we're at least in line with existing programs, even though we're not subject to FMLA because we're less than 50 employees, and we did confer with our attorneys to confirm that, and they're going to send us documentation to that effect, which is what is also reflected currently in our employee handbook.
May I say something?
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
We are, this is Wendy, but the state has that new paid family and medical leave that any employee that works more than 860 hours is eligible for.
That's correct.
And except if you're under 50 employees, which is why...
No, I'm sorry, that's wrong. It is, our employees are eligible. I sent you that link this morning, Greg.
And I talked to you, Wendy...
Uh-huh.
I called our attorneys to confirm because we had this exact same discussion when we wrote that into the employee handbook.
We've been paying into that.
We are required, the employees are required to pay into it, but we're not subject to it. In other words, they're not eligible for the benefit, but again, what we'll do is just to demonstrate that, we will actually get documentation to that effect and have it entered into the record so there's no confusion. And if it's if it proves to be wrong and our attorneys are wrong, then we'll comply with state law. So that's not the issue.
Right.
But the point here is under this policy, I'm just saying and making a recommendation that we should probably align with what other government agencies are eligible for, and that is up to 12 weeks.
Okay.
I want to say something. At my work, we are less than 10 employees, and we actually qualify for FMLA. So I'm not sure why they said you don't, because I know we do here.
Well, I will get our attorneys.
We should check on it, but it's good that we're... Our policy to offer them the 12 weeks is the same as, I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
It should be the same.
Yes, there's two different programs.
Yeah. So that's a point to be updated
right
next time we're together.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So any other questions? Any other changes?
There's no other changes. That's the only change.
Okay. That's good then. Yeah. All right.
Can you read it?
Yeah, I've looked this over. It looks really good.
Okay. So, is there a motion to...
Can we scroll back up
so
I can see what it's called?
Get back up to there.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I make a motion to approve the policy regarding pandemic flu.
Is there a second?
I will second that.
Okay, is there any further discussion?
Nope.
No.
A comment I would like to make is my appreciation for our jumping on this and doing such a good job of figuring out how to best protect all of us.
Oh, everyone. I would agree with that.
Thank you.
100%.
Agreed.
So,
we've also posted new instructions on the front door downstairs that we have transitioned over to where we aren't going to be taking public, they're not going to interface directly with the public in person.
Yeah.
But we'll still be open for business.
Yes.
Which is similar to what other ports and agencies have taken the next steps. And if something changes, then, might have to take emergency action and just, if we decide to shelter in place and shut down the port completely. But obviously we'll all be in contact if that occurs.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
You bet.
Okay. No further discussion?
I don't know why I couldn't log into this Zoom meeting. Still trying to figure out. Oh, hang on.
Are we ready to vote on this?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
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 Sounds
and
like
opposed?
Carries. That's great.
Abstaining?
No abstentions.
Okay. And the motion passed. And we move to any other. Can you flip up in the agenda?
Yeah, let me grab it real quick. Sorry.
Let me reopen the agenda.
I believe that there was no further action on the agenda, no further items besides a reiteration of our next formal meeting, which is, I believe, the 25th.
Yes.
Well, the only other action item is the delegation of authority.
Oh, we did that, Steve.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I called you right after. I was trying to get you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Very good. I'm sorry about that, guys. Gosh, I totally blew it. I kept trying to poke in there, and it just wasn't. I think I had, I think is I was opening the morning session, and it didn't work, obviously.
Steve, we approved that with the proviso that we had all talked about it this morning at the meeting.
Yeah.
At our work session, and so we all understood exactly what we were going to be deciding at this special meeting, which you were involved in.
Yeah, clearly, yes. No worries.
Yes.
if we want to reflect in the minutes that I'm in full support of that in absentia, we can do that too. Well, obviously we're being recorded, so.
Cool. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, I think that concludes our
meeting. Any other item of business?
Is there anything else that anyone needs to address at this time?
No, I make a motion. Greg, you had something to say?
No.
Okay, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
At 4:58, 4:59, something like that.
Very good.
Is there a second?
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we'll see you on the next regular meeting on March 25th.
Sounds great. The Tuesday before, right, yes.
And is the 25th, is that meeting in the afternoon or the evening?
That's a 1 o'clock meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Which we very possibly will be doing in the same format.
Yep.
Likely.
I would think so, yeah.
Are we sending out a link?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. It's on the website, and then it's also posted downstairs with the link and also a phone number. So if they want to, they can call me or email me, and I can send them out a link personally too.
Tara, I just found the work session link.
Oh, good.
So I had it.
Good.
I hit the wrong one, so it put me to a meeting that already happened.
No worries. We'll be experts at this by the time it's done. All of us.
We should give lessons.
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna see everybody.
Bye.
Bye.